Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
Time, weather, and...
always
pass. Case of...
You must be the type of person who feels that he's the center of what's happening and that the whole world is revolving around his being. You that type? Out of sight. Try on a Paul Sargent suit and watch your perspective change. Nehru suits are what's happening at Paul Sargent. It will blow your natural mind.
St. Pete, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are ready for the weekend.
Yes.
It's about time.
I tell you what, yesterday, well, first, before I go into that, let's go ahead and introduce who we have in the studio this evening. Mm-hmm. To my left is my girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
To my right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Howdy.
Howdy. And in the corner over there is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Now, on the floor this evening, we only have one beast so far, and that would be Tilly.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that made her way down the hallway to the studio. Brutus is still out there, too fat to fish.
Crying.
crying. He's so upset about it. Anyway, so yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know, I tried. I tried and I tried not to overindulge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gassy.
I say that every year. You know what? I'm going to pace myself.
Right.
I'm only going to have one plate.
Right.
But when you get that many good foods in one place at one time,
that's what I tried to do. We tried to do this year was not put so much out.
Well, and there's just so many courses. You've got all the snacks before.
Right.
So really come dinner, you're already done. Full. You know, you're done. And then after that, after you eat a plate and then go back for your second plate, which is always a mistake.
Right.
Then you're expected to have some sort of pie or cake or something like that. It's ridiculous.
It's the American way.
It's the most gluttonous holiday.
It is. It absolutely
in the world.
Is.
I wonder if other countries have such a gluttonous holiday like Thanksgiving. So. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Probably not.
Probably not. Not the way we do it.
Yeah. Now, I did notice that shortly after... we were eating, finished eating, or I guess kind of everybody sort of finished eating at different stages.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know that I had my pants undone, like after the snacks.
Always charming.
Yeah.
Making room for the dinner.
Yeah. Keep it classy.
I got to get some of those elastic waistbanded pants.
Yes. You know, that'll be
that
sexy.
That should just be the uniform. Everybody should just go in and it should just be like one big, like a big onesie.
No
waistband whatsoever.
A big muumuu. Everyone should wear a muumuu.
A muumuu would be great.
Yes.
I would love a muumuu.
Thanksgiving sponsored by Walmart.
I've often said that in the summertime, I wouldn't mind wearing a muumuu.
Yes.
I mean, think it'd look very good on you.
Let's get some air up in there and let's air it out, you know.
Gross.
But on a day like Thanksgiving, what a better way to just sort of be able to, you know.
Lean back
and deal with it.
What if they were also disposable?
Yeah.
Right? You use that as like a paper towel.
And there you go. Just wipe your face
on your
moo-moo.
Exactly.
Nice.
So I noticed several people after they were finished eating sort of dozing off. You can always look at people with their eyes starting to, you know, one eye sort of dips down and then the other one follows. And got me to wondering about the whole tryptophan thing in with the turkey. Right. You know, because you always hear about people, oh, my God, I ate so much, and then I went into my tryptophan coma.
Right.
And so I went online and I looked and to see what the actual particulars were about tryptophan. And it turns out that tryptophan really is not that big a deal. It's not what everybody says it is. As a matter of fact, there's
a lot of stuff.
Well, there's not as much. There's the same amount of tryptophan in turkey as there is in ground beef.
Right, exactly.
And what they're accrediting your exhaustion or your ready to take a nap to is the amount of carbohydrates that you've just taken in, and the amount of alcohol you've had.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's not so much the tryptophan as it is the carbs and the alcohol, you know.
I remember, I think a couple of years ago, they were warning people not to drive because of tryptophan.
Yeah.
No, just don't drive after being gluttonous for an hour.
Right.
And using your moo-moo for a napkin.
Moo-moo for a napkin.
If you've crossed that line, hey, don't drive.
You remember, like, okay, moo-moo for a napkin. You remember, it seems like we went to a Marine Corps wedding back in the 80s. Where the bride, it was a kind of a fashion thing back in the 80s that they had paper
wedding dresses.
What? Do you remember what happened when she walked through? What is going on over here?
I don't know.
Tilly is looking for something.
She can't get comfortable.
Oh, she can't get comfortable. All right, Tilly, take it easy. Tearing the place down.
She acts like she ate all the Thanksgiving yesterday.
Right. Well, anyway, what is standard at a Marine Corps wedding is after everybody says their vows, and as they're leaving the church, the Marines set up like a sword tunnel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the bride and groom walk through.
Tunnel of swords.
The swords are arched up. The bride and groom walk through. And then as they pass the last guy takes his sword and swats the bride, in the rear end and says, "Welcome to the Marine Corps," right?
Yes.
Well, this particular wedding, the girl had the paper dress, and he cut the biggest hole in her dress. It was very funny. That was Harvey Laney, and I can't remember his wife, but I remember that wedding did not make it that long.
I believe as a joke, somebody gave them divorce papers.
Right, exactly.
As a joke.
That's nice.
And actually, real divorce papers, because we all worked at the law center, so they were actually real divorce papers. Anyway, so I guess getting back to tryptophan, look, it's not the tryptophan.
Yeah.
It's what you're consuming as far as carbohydrates and alcohol. So that's why you're feeling so tired and like you need to nod out and not help clean up.
Right. Yeah. Well, you missed the mark.
That's what it is.
You missed the mark on Thanksgiving. Let's try harder on Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
To eat less.
Well, one of the other things about Thanksgiving is, celebrate it with family members that, usually have to come out of town. It's either you're going out of town or they're coming into town, that kind of thing. And this year we had Steph, your mother, and stepdad, Nana Kay, and Grandpa Bill.
Right.
And then my dad came down from Jacksonville.
Right.
So we had a full house.
Yeah, it's full enough.
It was full enough. It was full enough. And, what they say about company is it's great to see him, but it's also great to see him go home.
Yeah. Shh. They haven't left yet.
Yeah, right. They're still mingling around out there somewhere.
I have a day or two to go.
Mm-hmm. My dad, coming from Jacksonville, he decided he was going to try out this Hotel Indigo, which is downtown St. Pete.
Okay.
Yeah, it's located at 234 3rd Avenue North. So that's kind of like, what is it down there? Beach Drive. So if you go down to Beach Drive and then turn, I guess it would be north on 3rd Avenue North. It's somewhere within a couple blocks right there.
Second and third.
Yeah, yeah. He said that he likes it. He really likes it. It's quaint. It's a building that was built in like the 1920s. It used to be a residence.
Oh,
and they've turned it into a hotel. I went online and looked at pictures. It looks really nice. And he says what he likes the most about it is that it's within walking distance of all the shops and galleries that are located in downtown St. Pete.
Nice. That's how we'll spend our small business Saturday, checking out the hotel.
Exactly. And I wanted to mention that because, today is Black Friday.
Right.
And it was all I could do to convince Hannah to get out of line at the Walmart and come and do the show tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Madness.
I went down there. Ty was peeing in the bushes because he'd been out there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's the biggest beard I've ever seen him have, and he still looks like
two inches.
Scooby on Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Anyway. But Saturday, tomorrow is
Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday. And that's a cool thing. And really, that's what we should be doing.
Absolutely.
We should be honoring the mom and pop businesses who've managed to make it alongside all the big box stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a feat in itself.
It really is.
You know, for them to be able to stay in business all these years, and maybe they're just starting out. And, you know, this is a good way for you to step away from the box stores and all that madness and go into a nice little shop and, you know, get your stuff. You can always get really cool little things in these small little, you know, privately owned mom and pop kind of businesses.
Absolutely. You get better service.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're supporting your neighbors and the community.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely where your dollars need to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, let's change gears and talk about sports, man.
Okay.
Sports.
Hannah, keep your hands off that board. Not ready yet.
I don't know.
Anyway, so last Saturday, my Gators struggled against Florida Atlantic, but they finally beat them in overtime, 20-14.
Wow.
You know, the Gators are, you know, going to win the SEC title, possibly.
Yeah.
And to struggle against a one double A team, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, look, I don't know if maybe they're resting their starters. I didn't watch the game. But still,
wouldn't think.
When a team like that comes into your stadium, you need to give them a thumping.
Oh, right.
You know, especially when you have the record that the Gators have. Let's see. Oh, now, here's the big thing about tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the Gators versus FSU.
Right.
And that's, well, pretty much for me, as far as college football, that's the big one for me, as far as the state of Florida goes anyway.
The big rivalry.
That's the big rivalry, right.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Now, Florida last Saturday beat the crap out of Chattanooga 52-13.
Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. And like I said, Florida State meet tomorrow. FSU is 4-1 against University of Florida the last five seasons.
Yes.
However, we did beat them. The Gators did beat them last year. So that was our one.
Yeah, well, I think FSU might be the stronger team.
Well, it could.
That doesn't mean I'm changing who
the
I'm
Gators,
rooting for.
The Gators have a surprising record given the fact that they have very little offense. It's their defense that has been winning the games for them. They have a very, very good defense.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have to see what happens there.
Let's see.
Let's see. Now on Tampa. On Sunday, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers destroyed the Philadelphia Eagles 45-17.
Yes.
Yep. Jameis Winston, I talked about him last show. I said that he's showing a lot of poise, a lot of maturity. He's come a long way since the beginning of the season. He actually threw 5 touchdown passes to 5 different receivers. Had a great game.
Tying an NFL record for a rookie.
For a rookie. Wow.
They looked good. I just hope that they can keep it together.
Well,
it's not just, you know, we did great this week, and then next week we're still celebrating last week's win and we forget to show up.
Well, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about how these days in the NFL, there really aren't any real standout quarterbacks. You know, Peyton Manning, it looks like he's on his way out.
How many years can you play?
Tony Romo, I mean, is he considered one of the premier quarterbacks? I don't know about that. Who else? Andrew Luck for the Colts. His luck has run out.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't played worth a damn this season. You know, who else is there? You know, Russell Wilson for the Seahawks. He hasn't been that good this year. Jameis Winston is like the bright star in the NFL. And I'm telling you, he's going to be the future big-time quarterback. If he can stay healthy, which he has so far, he hasn't been injured all season.
And he takes some serious hits.
He takes some chances. I've seen him do that dive over the end zone, and that's a little scary when he does that. But anyway, well, I just have to say. Okay, let's go over last week's picks real quick. Because we are in that pool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hannah Claire, you still are not in the pool. Right. You won't be in the pool until next year.
Yeah.
All right. My friend Larry got 5 right.
Mm-hmm.
He has a total of 78 for the year. Grandpa Pat got 6 right. He also has a total of 78 for the year. I got 7 right. Another bad week for me. I have 93 correct picks for the year. Hannah Claire, you had 9.
What?
Ah. You beat us again.
You're
for 2 weeks in a row, you beat us again. Right.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. The pool leader got 7 right, okay? But he has 102 for the year.
Mm.
Now, he did not win for the week because there were some other people that got 10 and 11 that
yeah,
I saw.
Right.
But still, you're showing up. What'd you get? 10 last week, 9 this week.
Yeah.
I tell you, we got to get you signed up next year.
You're a contender.
Next year, we're going to get you signed up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in that pool, sister.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Making money.
Making money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show. Before we take a break, let me just say that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete.
In case you were wondering.
In case you were wondering. See ya. Okay, we are back, and again, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete. This just in, the Chevy Bolt has been named the Green Car of the Year, as was pretty much every other car that wasn't made by Volkswagen.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad.
Not
bad.
It's better. Yeah, better than better. It has been.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Says the death metal guy.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things I wanted to do on tonight's show is, here in the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, all of a sudden we have an influx of craft beer breweries.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there are a ton of them. So what I want to start doing on the Happy Hour show is having a taste test. And some shows might be just, one or the other, St. Pete Brewery or a Tampa Bay Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, we're going to do a St. Pete Brewery versus a Tampa Bay Brewery.
Okay.
All right. So without further ado, let me, let me see much noise I can make getting this set up. All right.
Just
I have
up during
one
the break.
Here. Oh, shut up. I don't need any crap from you, Hannah. Hold on. I'm not offering any help. Hold on. Here we go. We got glasses. There's one for you. Give that pretty one to Mom. Ty, you take this. Okay, now, what we have, the St. Petersburg brew that we're going to be trying tonight comes from the Three Daughters Brewery in St. Petersburg, and it's called Beach Blonde Ale. Go ahead. Nice. So, Stephanie, go ahead and give us all a swig of that. We have shot glasses that we're going to do that. Hannah Claire is not quite 21, but I think it's okay if she takes a shot of a craft beer.
Just a taste.
I mean, we are her parents.
At home.
At home. Yeah.
I'm not going to drive anyway.
No, you're not, because I let the air out of your tires just in case. I unplugged your spark plugs. And you're not going anywhere.
Great.
Okay, so.
Looks good.
It does look good. It looks very golden.
Looks very light.
Okay, now, it does look very light. All right, now, everybody give it a smell.
Ooh, I'm not gonna like it.
You know I can't smell.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Ty is smell blind.
Ty is smell blind. Okay, everybody give a taste.
I like it.
No, it's got that hoppy, dirty taste smell to it.
Oh, it's good. Is it too bitter for you?
No, yeah, this is disgusting.
I think it's very good. I almost taste a little lemon. You taste any lemon?
It does have a citrusy.
It might be bleach.
Okay. No, I have to explain that. Ty does not drink at all. No. So
I did
any
once.
Beer would taste bad to him.
Yeah, I never like beer, man.
It's hot. It's barley.
And Hannah doesn't
I think it's very
like
good.
Beer.
Hannah, I'm going to finish yours. Stephanie, go ahead and finish yours, and then go ahead and open the Tampa Bay's offering.
Which is called...
You're rushing me. Oh, I'm still trying to drink my...
I thought it was called Beef Donkey.
What?
No.
What
okay.
is this beer called?
I'd give that one a thumbs up for the name.
Beef Donkey.
Well, Stephanie gets it prepared, opens the can and that kind of thing, gets us all poured up. The Tampa Brewery's offering comes from Tampa Brewing Company. Did I say that right? Tampa Brewing Company. Right.
Brewery.
And it's called Reef Donkey, not Beef Donkey.
That's from not as good.
Exactly like Beef
Donkey. And, I need some glasses.
And it's an APA. I don't know what that is.
IPA.
No, this one says APA. It says it right on the can.
Oh, well.
I don't know the difference between IPA. Now, look.
This is where all the pretentious stuff comes in.
Yeah, right.
The longer we do this, the longer we do this segment, we'll have to learn all of the catchphrases,
the terminology.
And, yeah, all the terminology.
Can we do a liquor version of this? I like that a lot better.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they brew anything here in town or
no?
In Tampa?
But I wouldn't
but,
object
I mean, we
to some Kraken or something.
365 and get a variety.
There you go.
Okay, everybody, let's taste the Tampa offering.
Ooh,
this one's called
Beef Donkey.
Reef.
This one's got a nice morning pea color.
They both did.
That
yes.
Same smell too.
Oh no, this one smells different.
Ew, no, this one smells like pea.
This one is a lot more citrusy.
No, it smells like pea.
Definitely has a grapefruit taste.
Oh, this one's a definite grapefruit.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, it's not good.
I'm not opposed to either one of them.
I don't like that at all.
Non-beer drinkers.
Well, I've been drinking beer for quite a long time, and
good
so
for you.
I guess I can handle it. But
yeah,
I like it.
Definitely grapefruit and pea.
Yeah, that's bubbly right. pea.
It's definitely grapefruity. Babies.
Definitely right. grapefruity.
Can
yeah.
we get some Hypnotic or something like real to drink?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's really good.
You should. I mean, should find out.
How would you know?
Yeah,
I was
going
to say, maybe Hannah's 21st birthday will start testing the liquors.
But there are so many craft breweries that have popped up in both St. Pete and in Tampa. I mean, it's amazing.
Because there's a lot of hipsters around.
I got a list here. Seventh Sun Brewery, Barley Mow, I guess Mow.
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 Barley Mow.
Barley
Mow. Barley Brewing Company, Brewers Tasting Room, Cycle Brewing Golf Court, Golf Port, not Golf Court.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Multitasking.
Yeah. Give him a couple of shots right. of craft yeah, right. beer and he can't talk.
I can't even speak. Cycle Brewing, St. Pete, Dunning Brewery, Green Bench Brewing Company, Lagerhouse Brewing and Grill, Paradise Brewing Company. The one that I want to try, and I'm going to try for next week, the R Bar.
Yes.
The R Bar, I mean, think about how many years we were going down to the R Bar for what? It was every Thursday for all you can eat crabs.
Right.
Yes.
We haven't done that in so long.
Yeah.
I wonder if they
expensive.
Still do that.
I think they do.
But now they say that they've got their own craft beer.
Yeah, they supposedly they make three in
really?
The kitchen.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know.
Out of the crab juice.
Crab juice.
Some butter.
Was it a little... Crab Lake beer.
That kitchen's not very big, man. Where are they really doing this?
I don't know.
But we.
I hope they're not doing it in the bathrooms.
All right. Maybe.
There's a Silver King Brewing Company, St. Pete Brewing Company, Sea Dog Brewing Company, Mastries. Just to name a few. There's so many of them in here.
But the one big one.
Yeah.
I guess.
These are all the ones I've listed are St. Pete. These aren't even the Tampa ones.
The big quote craft brewery that I think everyone is familiar with, it's probably the largest one in Tampa, is Yuengling.
Yes. Well, that's where that's
that's big time.
Yeah.
They've gone big time. But Yuengling.
Well, it's the oldest American brewery.
And it is still considered a craft.
You know, I really like Yuengling. I do. But what I notice is the next day, it usually gives me diarrhea.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's too much information.
Well, it is. It is what it is. You know, I mean,
although, put that on the bottle.
Maybe. Yeah.
You're going to love the taste, and it's really going to clean you out.
Maybe I should write that down. We should get some for Christmas.
Yeah.
When we overeat at Christmas, I'll serve Yuengling beer to help thwart the effects.
Yeah, I should be drinking it nonstop right now just to get rid of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Hannah Claire, have you decided what you're going to do for the two beasts that live in the house, Tilly and Brutus, for Christmas?
Oh.
Any idea what you might want to do for them?
I don't know, maybe give them a bath.
New collars? Yeah, a bath would be first on the list.
Brutus needs a treadmill, that'd be cool.
Well, what you might want to do is take them to Wolfstock.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. December 5th, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Waterworks Park, they're going to be holding Wolfstock.
Hmm.
They're going to have a hippie-inspired pet costume contest,
food
trucks and beer, doggy splash pools, doggy treat stations, hippie photos, vendors, and vendors and raffles, and more doggy do than you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
I added that last one.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. It says the event will feature live music by Stereo FM. Is that the name of a band? Or is that just like a...
I think it's gotta be, right? It is the name of a band.
Look them up.
Get those guys a thesaurus.
Yeah. It says Waterworks Park is located at 1710 North Highland Avenue, Tampa, Florida, alongside the Hillsboro River. So it'd be a nice location anyway, I imagine, right there by the river.
Yeah,
but I would be afraid. I'm afraid of dogs.
Yeah, too many dogs. You couldn't take our dogs anyway.
Oh, yeah, right.
Brutus hates people. Yeah. Tilly would have to meet everybody there.
Right.
She would drag you around.
Other animals.
Yeah, exactly.
So between we could not take our dogs.
We do not have good dogs. It says for more information, go to humanesocietytampa.org/Wolfstock. I'm sorry, Wolfstock, not Woodstock.
But how fun would it be?
Like I said, that's December 5th at Waterworks Park.
How fun would it be with Brutus's big white canvas to tie-dye him.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool.
He would win, hands down. Well, big white dog covered in tie-dye.
Our Brutus is solid white. He weighs easily 150 pounds. He looks like a miniature polar bear.
And not so miniature.
If we were able to find a way to tie-dye him, he would definitely win the hippie... Costume contest. Yeah, for sure.
Mr. Psychedelic.
Right. Now this was disappointing. On Sunday, Steph and I tried to go downtown St. Pete to the Amsterdam Bar to take a painting class that was sponsored or given by this woman named Loy Cambe. And the class was to be held around 3:30 to 5:30.
Right.
And we, you know, we made arrangements via email.
Yes.
And, told her how many people were coming. And then, about 1:30, we got notification via email that it was canceled.
Right.
So I don't know if that means she didn't have enough people there.
That's the only thing I can think.
Right. Well, I was really disappointed because I was really looking forward to a paint-off between me and Mom. It's been a while. We haven't had one. Since our 10th anniversary what's the place down
there?
Key West.
That place down there.
Where it's always happy hour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And when we did that, and what's that, 18 years ago?
18 years ago.
We both painted what we thought was a picture of a sailboat.
Yes.
With a tiny island. And these pictures weren't very big. They were, maybe 8 by 8? 10 by 8? Maybe 10 by 8, something like that. Mine clearly was the best. Okay. And for a while, we had them sort of situated. We had them framed. And we had them both, situated next to each other.
Side by side. Complimentary.
I think what happened is mine got a lot of compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is now gone. I have not seen mine in years. But Mom's is still proudly displayed.
On the buffet, yes, with all of our lifelong pictures.
Yeah. I can't remember. Is it the island that looks like an Adidas tennis shoe, or is it the boat? It's the boat that looks like a white Adidas tennis shoe.
Looks like a sneaker, right. And the island looks like an Italian loaf, yes, of bread.
It's wonderful. Nice. It's wonderful. So I was looking for Sunday to be able to go and at least try to get another picture out there that I could, you know, sort of put under lock and key, bolt it to the wall, and, you know, say, look, I'm clearly the better painter.
A show of your artistic prowess.
We will do it again.
Honey, we know you're better at everything than I am.
Yeah, right.
Everything.
Well, we're going to have to see. Does she do these classes every weekend?
I don't know. It was an ad that I heard. It was.
And where'd you hear about it?
On Radio
St. Pete. On Radio St. Pete. Exactly. We started on the show. We started listening to Radio St. Pete. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. I tell you what I love the most. Joe B. I love Joe B. If he doesn't know more about what's going on in this town, I don't know what.
Right.
And I love his delivery. I do. I swear I do. And I'm Joe B. Here in the very near future, I'm going to come on this show, the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, and I'm going to do my best impersonation of you. Because I think I'm close. I'm very close. I've almost got it. I've almost got it.
We shall see.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll do a better Joe B. than you do.
Well.
Because that is his nature.
Yeah. So anyway, I was telling my friend Larry that I was disappointed that we couldn't go to the painting class. And he says, well, you know, maybe you should look into another teacher. And I said, well, who? You know, and he says, well, there's this guy in Australia that goes by the name of Picasso. And I said, you mean Picasso? He said, no, Picasso. And I said, you're kidding. And he goes, he paints portraits with his penis.
Oh.
So being intrigued, I came home and I went on YouTube. Uh-oh. And I watched the video. It's graphic. It's stunning. But the artwork is phenomenal. And what he does a lot of times is he does like caricatures.
Okay.
But they're very, very good.
Now, does he actually teach other males how to paint?
I don't know. I don't know that I'm teachable. Because I feel like I would have to be so close to the canvas that I wouldn't be able to see what was going on. I wouldn't be able to keep track of my brush strokes.
All right, remember, okay, you know,
back to the
that's your son
show
over there. Easy. Here's now your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
Ty,
even
this
know
is not a class for you and me.
Yeah, no, I probably couldn't get in the room.
Okay.
You'd have to do your painting from outside. Is that what you're saying?
Gifted.
I'd be right up on it. But if you want to know about Picasso, just go onto YouTube and look up Picasso, P-R-I-C-A-S-S-O.
Is it Picasso?
Picasso, yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Got a Picasso little joke in there.
Yes, a little joke in there. It's something to behold, anyway.
I guess.
Yeah.
Back to the happy little tree guy. I was just going to get one of his videos and boot it up. And we just follow.
We're having some fun here on
happy
the
Happy Little
Hour
Trees.
Right.
Happy. Right. Maybe you should have a little more of this reef donkey.
Yeah, reef donkey.
Beef donkey.
Do we want to let? I tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break, and then when we come back, let's play Stump the Chump.
Okay.
All right. Now, do we have a theme?
We do, and it's great considering it's the day after Thanksgiving, and it's the last thing.
Okay.
Anybody wants to talk about?
All right.
It's food.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Go. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll play our food edition of Stump the Chump.
Maybe I got get used to this.
Okay, everybody, we are back and we are ready to play Stump the Chump. But first, let me tell you about a little bit about our music tonight. All of the songs that we're going to play tonight are going to be by the Reverend Horton Heat.
Yes.
And the reason I'm doing that is because he is coming to the State Theater in downtown St. Petersburg January 15th.
Very cool.
And before we end the show, I'm going to give you a little bit more information about the Reverend Horton Heat. But right now, let's go ahead and play Stump the Chump. Everybody have their ringer and their hooter?
Yes.
Let's play.
Okay. Deer meat is known by what name, Mark?
Venison.
Yes.
Gross.
Accurate. Accurate.
Yeah. Are humans omnivorous, herbivore, or carnivore? Tyler.
Omnivorous.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we do both.
We do both.
Oh, right.
Well, you don't. But
I do.
That's carnivorous.
Beer and beef.
I guess that makes you omnivorous. What is used as the base of guacamole? Mark.
Oh, man.
Three, two, one.
Things.
Three, two, one, Hannah.
Avocado.
Yes.
Oh, it went completely blank.
1-1-1.
Okay.
Maybe you shouldn't have the taste test before this.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Should be the last thing on the show.
True or false? India is the world's largest producer of bananas.
True.
Hannah. Yes.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Hannah's up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is the sweet substance made by bees? Tyler. Oh,
honey.
Yes. All right. Are you there, Mark?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay. Lures, reels, rods, hooks, baits, and nets are common equipment used in what food gathering method, Hannah?
Fishing.
Yes.
Really?
Hannah is up 3. Ty has 2. Mark has 1. True or false? McDonald's has restaurants in over 100 countries around the world. Hannah?
True.
Yes. And with that, Hannah wins.
Woohoo!
All right. Well, disappointed.
Yep. Can't win them all, old man.
I won last Friday.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured I would give the kids an edge by having the food stump the chump.
Mm-hmm.
Since you ate probably twice as much as they did combined.
Right. Yep. Ty, I wanted to ask you something about, you know, we've talked over the years about certain conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest ones that we've talked about is the moon landing.
Right.
Now, probably 10, I don't know, maybe even as long as 15 years ago, I saw a documentary that showed the moon landing and how it was all faked.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that point, I was convinced, without a doubt, that we did in fact go to the moon. But that documentary made such a strong point and showed so many things that sort of debunked the moon landing,
mm-hmm.
that it started to make me think, well, you know, maybe we didn't. Okay.
No, I'm not convinced we went.
Well, for whatever reason, today on the radio, I was listening to these guys talk about it, about conspiracy theories.
Right.
And the moon landing came up. And this guy called in and he had a very interesting question or theory that I had never even thought of. You know, because every time you hear about the moon landing, it's like, well, what about the flag?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about them, you know, what the way they're bouncing around, you know, and that kind of thing. What, the way the dust settles and, you know, wouldn't the dust just take off if it, you know, because of the no gravity, you know, right. that kind of thing.
Well, there is limited gravity.
Well, this guy, and this is something that I never even thought of, because I've seen all kinds of pictures that they've had of the moon landing. And the guy's question was, well, look, if here on Earth, when we look up into the night sky and we can see thousands of stars, wouldn't you think that one of those pictures of them being on the moon, you'd see even more stars?
You would think.
Yeah.
Because they're that much closer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And another question was, why is it so dark?
Yep.
Why is it so dark in space when you're that much closer to the sun?
Right.
And all of, you know, and, the light on Earth is
and not really affecting if you're that much right. closer to the sun, why is it cold? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be warmer than it is here? I mean, now, that whole temperature thing doesn't really have anything to do with the conspiracy of them landing on the moon, but those are some questions. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah, I never saw any stars in those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And why is it always dark?
Well, I mean, NASA kind of admitted to the fact that they blacked out some of the pictures. I mean,
yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It's kind of weird.
Then, you know, 2001, A Space Odyssey came out the year before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was pretty convincing.
And, mm-hmm. and it's funny, after watching that movie again recently, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right.
It's
a lot of the same stuff.
You shake your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hmm.
Now, I mean, maybe these questions that I heard today are you know, probably NASA scientists would be like, oh, you're so dumb.
Right.
You know, they probably have an explanation for
right.
it.
Right.
But course. When you think about it, to the layman, well, like us, it's like, well, yeah, wait a minute. Why don't you see stars?
Yeah.
Why Talk isn't it common knowledge,
right.
the answers to those mm-hmm. questions? Why do we still have them?
Because they don't want to answer them.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Do any of you know anything about the Taco Bus?
I've heard of
I've
it.
Heard I've heard a lot about
one.
It.
I, you know,
you've seen one?
Yeah, I've seen one.
Nice.
Don't they have like food truck festivals?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've not ever seen a food truck.
Yes, you have. It's a Roach Coach.
Yeah, I've seen those, but these food trucks, now I've seen pictures of them, but I've never actually seen one in town anywhere. Yeah, I mean, where do they hang out?
In St. Pete, the Taco Bus
right.
is a restaurant, and it's just parked in a parking lot,
now,
like always.
That's one of the things that I want to do now, especially now that we're on Radio St. Pete, and I want to get more in tune with what's going on downtown, you know, so we can talk about it on the show. I want to go to the Taco Bus because I've heard nothing but fantastic things about Taco Bus.
It's supposed to be really good.
That's yeah. what I hear. I hear it's to die for.
Like, the few times that I've seen it, there's always a big line.
Mm-hmm. Always, yeah.
All right, well, our mission, whether we're all together or separate, if you see one, go to one.
Go yeah. to one.
And check it out so we can talk about it on the show. I've been hearing about it, and I've heard, like I said, nothing but great things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to check it out.
We need to go to a food truck rally.
Yeah, I would love that.
That sounds fun.
Well, I know that we talked a couple years ago about actually buying our own food truck. Not that any of us know anything about cooking.
Now you've got a radio show.
But
what are you trying to say?
Well, no. Oh, honey, you're good.
Whoa.
No, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Emerald over there.
Let me retract.
Down.
Let
it's
me
okay.
retract.
I believe.
He meant the three of us.
Yeah, I meant the three of
the
us.
The food I make is edible enough
yes,
for
it
you
is.
To overeat.
Yes,
so.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I apologize for that statement. But, you
You're
know.
You're making Christmas dinner.
I mean, at the time we looked at, you know, what a truck would cost. And then, you know, how do you get started? You have to have right. a license, that kind of thing. But I'd like to know more about it. So
yeah, for sure.
That's our homework or our little investigation that we need to do.
We're going to have the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show food truck.
At yes.
Food truck experience.
How cool would that be?
Oh,
how
we can
cool,
have craft beer.
How cool would it be if we rolled up someplace, opened up the side,
rolled
we have
up.
Our we have our table, we have our table with our microphones and our board and that kind of thing,
uh-huh.
and we just broadcast live right ever, you know, wherever we were.
From wherever
downtown.
We're at.
Yeah. And we could sell snow cones.
Who's gonna run where does the food come in?
Who's gonna run the cash register during the show?
We'd be too busy. We'd be too busy. Talking.
I'm guessing the food would be free, and we would just be throwing.
It would be catered.
It's got to be a throwable food.
A throwable.
Oh, we'd have
to can of Mountain Dew.
We'd have to pre-cook it then. Pre-cook it before the show, and then we just roll up, and we'd have like a bunch of hot dogs rolled up in tin foil or tacos or something, and just be slinging them out the window.
Bags of peanuts.
You know, yeah,
it'll be like Guar, get a dew launcher, just squirt guns full of soda.
There you go.
That's for you.
Yeah,
You look thirsty.
Right. One of the other things I wanted to talk about on the show is, and it's a correction. Last week's show, at the very end of the show, we said that last Saturday would have been Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday.
They were celebrating the 100th year.
They were celebrating his
Frank Sinatra at the Mahaffey Theater.
Right.
They were having a show on Saturday.
His birthday is not until December 12th.
That's
when he will have been 100 years old if he were still alive. But yeah, we're close. We're right around the corner.
Isn't that a kick in the head?
A hole in the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mentioned it last week because I did it my way.
Yeah.
Anyway. let's see. Oh,
Oh, no.
This just in. If a clown farts, does it smell funny?
Oh. Good giggle, Hannah.
Yeah, I liked it. That one got
me. See, that's a joke.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that one.
It helps to feel funny, you know, when you do comedy. So put some bologna in your shoes.
Yep. Let's see. I know that we're all anxiously anticipating the new Star Wars movie.
Yes.
That comes out, what, December 18th?
24 days.
Okay.
Not soon enough.
Now, the movie that I'm starting to get interest in is this new Creed movie that is out. It's the latest installment in the whole Rocky enterprise.
Yes. I actually want to see that.
I do, too. As a matter of fact, Tampa Bay Times saw it, and they gave it a B+.
Wow.
That's surprising.
It's Stallone at his career best. It says, Creed pays tribute to Stallone's Rocky creation with some added fizz. The kid that plays Creed is Michael B. Johnson, and his name in the movie is Adonis Johnson Creed. Adonis.
Adonis. Of course Adonis. It is.
That's Apollo Creed's
Apollo's
kid.
Son. Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, apparently, what he does, he becomes a boxer. And then...
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't do it. I had to jump in.
He becomes a paper boy. And he wants Rocky to help him.
You mean he doesn't work on the stock exchange?
All right.
I thought you said it was greed.
Get off me.
I just know the last Rocky movie they made was just a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But now... This is not.
Yeah, the last one, which was what, Rocky 5?
6.
No, 6.
6. Oh, yeah, that was
terrible.
No, because
5 was bad, too.
the last two were bad.
This is not Rocky 7.
Well, this one's supposed to be very good. And like I say, Tampa Bay Times gave it a B+. So we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I'd go see it, except for I'd be afraid that we'd get killed in the movie theater. So
yeah.
We'll have to wait till it comes out on Netflix.
Would you stop?
Now, look, one of the great things about living here in the St. Pete area is that we have so many venues that offer entertainment.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's almost like we have a plethora of venues. Hannah, can you spell that for me? Here in St. Pete, and I'm just going to give you a list of a few of them. If you want to go see rock and jazz, go to Ruth Eckert Hall. If you want to see live concerts, comedy, and double features, you can go to the Capitol Theater. You can go to festivals at Coachman Park and Vinoy Park. Let's see. If you want to go to an outdoor courtyard for concerts, go to Janice Live. Humor, song, dance at the Mahaffey Theater. Jazz, blues, pop, and opera at the Palladium Theater. Retro and ultra hip-hop at the State Theater. And like I said earlier, the State Theater is where Reverend Horton Heat is going to be playing January 15th. There's just so many places to go for entertainment.
There's so much going on.
In Tampa, I mean, that's just St. Pete.
Yeah.
Tampa has
you don't even have to cross
a whole other list. You know, the Ritz Ebor, the Amalie Arena, the Improv Comedy Center, you know, the Mid-Atlantic, Mid-Florida Amphitheater.
Whatever they're calling it now.
Side Splitters, the Tampa Theater. I love the Tampa Theater.
Love the Tampa Theater.
Of all the places that I've been, that's probably my all-time favorite. It's just so pretty there. Remember when we went to go see the Penguin movie?
Yes.
That was fantastic. I also saw Susan Tedeschi there for the very first time, which was so good.
Phenomenal so venue good. For her.
Right. Anyway, let's see. We are sort of getting down. We're running out of time very quickly.
Getting down tick, to tick, the nitty-gritty.
Tick, tick, tick.
All right. Like I said, the music that we played tonight was all featured by the Reverend Horton Heat. And the first song we played was Please Don't Take the Baby to the Liquor Store. Right. The second song was Death Metal Guys. The third song was I Could Get Used to It. And I'm going to wrap up the show with a song called Baby, I'm Drunk.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Happy hour is coming to a close.
Yeah, exactly. Just to give you a little information about the Reverend Horton Heat, that is actually his stage name. His real name is Jim Heath, H-E-A-T-H.
Yeah.
So you see what he did there?
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the H, make it heat.
Oh. Whoa. Clever.
It says,
hey,
Hannah,
you could drop the H and be Anna.
Whoa. Yeah. Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Right out of the box.
Drop both H's.
It says, Heath is known as the godfather of modern rockabilly and psychobilly.
And yep. Hannah is the hot girl with mom jeans.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Horton Heath.
Had to drop it.
Reverend Horton Heat originally formed in 1985 and played its first gigs in Dallas, Texas. It says the band members are Jim Heath, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Jimbo Wallace on upright bass, and Scott Chirilla on drums. So it says their music is a mixture of country, surf, punk, big band, swing, and rockabilly, all played loud and energetically with lyrics that are often humorous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
And like I said, you can catch them January 15th at the State Theater. Oh, no, this says January 16th. So I've been saying it wrong the whole show.
Nice.
January 16th. I'll have to do another correction next week.
Yes.
See? You just made it.
Just
you know,
go to the State Theater website.
And just in case you didn't know, the State Theater is located at 687 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete.
Yes.
So how about that?
Tickets are on sale now.
Tickets are on sale now. Get them while you can. All right, we dropped a couple of stories from tonight's show, and it's always better to have too many stories than not enough, I always say. But especially at happy hour, right?
On Radio CP.
And before we let those samples get warm, let's go ahead and wrap this sucker up. You guys have any last words?
Nope.
Nothing.
Have a great weekend.
All right, everybody listening at Radio St. Pete, we truly appreciate the opportunity to do this show. We really hope you dig it, and we look forward to coming back next week with another Marco Radio Happy Hour show. So until then, we will see you, we will talk at you again next week. See ya!
See ya.
I'm drunk. Honey, 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 honey. Darling, 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 boy. Chow, 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 chow. Baby, 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 baby. I'll explain in the morning, baby, there's no lie. But tonight, little honey, I'm also high. I'm just a baby to eat beer home for the nest is all right. I'm drunk.
but I'm drunk.
That's it.